USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Cobb County Police reported Thursday that a suspect has been arrested in connection to the killing of a golf professional and two others at a Georgia golf course last weekend. Brian Roden was apprehended in Chamblee, Georgia, and has been charged with 3 counts of murder, 3 counts of aggravated assault, and 2 counts of kidnapping. Bangladesh TV stations say at least 49 people have died in a fire that broke out at a food and beverage factory outside the country's capital of Dhaka. An unidentified senior fire official said Friday rescuers were trying to recover the bodies from the burned factory, which was locked from the inside when the fire began. President Biden is scheduled to issue an executive order Friday to promote competition throughout the U.S. economy in an effort to reduce the stranglehold of monopolies and concentrated markets in major industries, including agriculture, airlines, health, broadband, and banking. USA Radio News.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Spring Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive 2 free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
An extreme earthquake hits 35 miles southeast of Lake Tahoe. John Clemens from the Texas USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Geophysicist Hannah Pursley is with the U.S. Geological Survey and tells us it struck near Walker, California.
It was a shallow earthquake, magnitude 5.9. Because it's so shallow, it was also fairly strong. The shaking in Walker was very strong. The earthquake was felt widely through California and in parts of Nevada. As of right now, the earthquake has over 30 magnitude 2.5 or larger aftershocks.
She is able to pinpoint the epicenter of the quake.
The closest town to the earthquake is Walker, California. The earthquake is within a couple miles of the town.
Walter Schaub, former ethics chief under President Obama, slammed the Biden White House Thursday as the current administration's plan to propose making buyers of Hunter Biden's artwork anonymous in order to skirt ethics concerns. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Companies are getting creative to raise the cost of products without actually increasing the price. Tim Burke from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau explains.
If you have a hunch that some ice cream containers and other goods lining grocery store shelves in your pantry are getting smaller but not cheaper, it may not be all in your head. As the reopening economy struggles with pandemic-induced supply chain issues and soaring customer demand, some consumer advocates are ringing alarm bells over so-called shrinkflation.
Rather than explicitly increasing the price of a product, producers will instead change the size, usually making it slightly smaller. The conventional wisdom is that an explicit price increase might be noticed by consumers and they might react negatively to it, but a small decrease in size may not be as observable.
Steve Reed is an economist at the Bureau of Labor Statistics, that audio courtesy of ABC News. As far as what products are being downsized in some cases, Edgar Dvorsky is a former assistant attorney general of Massachusetts.
Paper goods, cookies, snack crackers, margarine, hot dogs.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Japanese car manufacturer Toyota has announced it will stop donations to elected officials who objected to the certification of President Biden's election. Toyota on Thursday said it understood that its PAC donations troubled some stakeholders. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.